Amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to the book of, let's look in 1 Corinthians first. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. We'll look there first. And while you turn in there, I want you to write a few notes. We're talking about a prophetic word God gave me, sitting right down there next to my wife after I ministered. Help construction from heaven. Help construction from heaven. Furthermore, I want you to write these words down. Help construction. You know what construction means, right? Put it together. Help construction in the body of Christ. Probably the first word ever said in the body of Christ. And then I want you to be able to write, permitting health construction in my body. Very important now, by the Holy Ghost. Permitting health construction in my body by the Holy Ghost. Now, we're in 1 Corinthians 6:19. But there's a pause here in John 6:63. Look at that first. Let me go. It's a pause here because what we're talking about here is a rhema word about health. And we're talking about a prophetic word. A rhema word and a prophetic word. A rhema word means that I will permit him to speak personally to me about my condition. I don't care how long I've been dealing with it. I don't care what anybody else said about it. I'm talking about heaven construction, constructed hell. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
And so in John 6:63, he said, see, the flesh is the spirit that quickeneth the flesh, profit nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. We're going to say to your help tonight. Okay, now I told you, it's a rhema word, as a rhema word, and it's prophetical. When I say it's prophetical, it means it's already pronounced in heaven. It's not something we're trying to get or something we're trying to do. We'll come into the present moment of faith and receive. All right? No matter what symptoms you have had, how long you have had them, or what kind of report you got on your blood test, etc. We're talking about health being constructed from heaven, prophetically. So you got to be not in the past, not in the future, not in the mind, not in time, in the spirit, so he can minister to you. Because I believe there's some things, some present moment transaction we're going to have in this meeting from heaven.
Yes,
while you're sitting right down there.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, put something in you, brand new. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
So it's a rhema word and it's prophetical. Now, here in 1 Corinthians, two scriptures we're going to read. Pay attention to both of them. 1 Corinthians 6:19, question is asked, and I would ask you that question tonight. See, this question, thank you, Holy Ghost, this is a question being asked. And it seemed like the body of Christ don't know the answer to this question. Because they've been asked too many questions by other people. Now, the Holy Ghost won't ask you this question. The Holy Ghost won't ask you this question, who your body belong to? And who can do more with your body than anybody else? Then the question asks, when are you going to turn it over to him, your body? See, we've been blocked from turning our bodies back over to God. But through revelation and through inspiration and through discernment of how I've been sick so long. I've been praying, I've been saying, but tonight we want to turn it over to God. And we're not going to even worry about the symptom. Because the Bible said in Hebrews 11:1, what the Bible say about faith? Now faith. The Bible, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Not later faith. So I need you not in the past. I need you not in the future. I need you sitting right here tonight. In the presence of the Holy Spirit can get a hold of your health for you. What? Know ye not? Look what he said. Know you not? We haven't known, Lord. We haven't known. That your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Your body, my body, is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Can the Holy Ghost handle anything? Holy Ghost, God, right? All right, here we go now. What? I mean, Paul questioned him. Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? What you have of God, and you don't have a right to let the devil keep you sick. You ought to get mad. And then you have enough power on the inside of you to drive out any sickness, any disease, no matter how long it's been there. I'll prove it to you. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. So you need tonight to depend on the Holy Ghost and power. Write that down. The Holy Ghost and power. You need to yield. Come on now, listen to me. You need to yield. I don't care what your conditions are. You need to yield to the Holy Ghost and power where there's no impossibility. What? Let me holler that out there. There's no impossibility. Permanent sickness can't be in a child of God body.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh my. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The health creator lives on the inside of me. Write that down. The health creator lives on the inside of me. The health creator. Otherwise, right now, God is beginning to create health in your body. See, you got a rhema word. You got a revelation. And you have faith to receive it.
Yes, sir.
Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Do you have faith to receive it?
Yes, sir.
All right. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, what you have of God, and you're not your own. Look at the 20th verse. For you are bought with a price. So what are you talking about? Actually, right here, I could say in your presence, your health is already bought. But the trickery of the system, the commercials and all these different levels have held us at a certain level. But apostolically, this is a breakout church. Call us pathfinders,
yes,
and pace setters,
yes,
and pioneers,
yes,
going places that the church should have been going.
Yes.
I can tell you right now, your health is here tonight. See, now, naturally, normally, yearly-wise, time-wise, you can't comprehend that. You got to do it by faith. You got to be present. Present right now. You got to be present, and you got to trust your God enough for him to send you a prophetic word, help constructed from heaven. So I believe angels working on your body right now.
Hallelujah.
Be open. Please be open. If you be open, the Holy Ghost can flow more. If you be open, you know, you're going to hear something that you probably never had heard before. But, I mean, you're going to travel by faith tonight. You can't travel by flesh tonight. You can't travel by feeling. You can't travel by facts. You can't even travel by fear. You can't. You got to travel by faith. You heard all them words? Where are you at? See what I'm saying? Fear is reports you may have received from man, but that wasn't from God. He said, I'll give you a long. Come on now, a long satisfied. You can't be satisfied sick all the time. But you bought a price. Now look what he tells you in verse 20. Therefore, glorify God in your body by being sick as you can. And in your spirit, what's your God? So, how many of y'all want to glorify God? Well, get well then. Let him do it. He'll do it. Let him do it. See, don't let your mind take over. Your mind will get you off track. You cannot, tonight, you can't be unconscious. I say you cannot be unconscious. You're going to have to, I want you to look at it as the Holy Spirit. Look at Romans 9:1. Because if you're unconscious, your soul not going to be in place. And therefore you're going to be tricked with a thought. A pain hit you. It's a trick. Yeah, the pain real, but it's a trick because they don't have no right to stay there. You see what Romans 9:1 said? I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. You a liar if you say God can't heal you. Satan will put a lie on your mind that you can't be healed. Somebody's hereditary and all that stuff. No. Just jump to supernatural. Jump to nothing is impossible with God. Huh? May anointing hit you tonight. May you become held anointed. Woo, my goodness. My goodness. You heard that? May I become held anointed with the Holy Ghost and power. Thank you, Jesus. Now, turn to Proverbs. I have to read these texts over and over. In this moment of health in the body of Christ. Proverbs 4:20. It gives us a descriptive format to stick to walk in health. He said, my son, attend to my words. If you sick and can't get well, you're not attending to the word. See, Well just don't mean that the disease or whatever sickness is gone. Well mean that when your faith get well. Oh my. When your faith get well, everything else got to come well. See, have faith in God. So when the word become more of an assurance to you than a pain, the pain going to lose. Are you hearing? What's that last statement I made to you? Huh?
My faith has to be well.
My faith has to be well. Jesus Christ. You heard that? So what happening is so much tradition and religion got your faith sick. And so when you saying it and when you seeing the scriptures and you're trying to grab it, but your faith's sick. So tonight, I'm hearing this now. In this house, we're going to have a faith resurrection. In that era, you see what I'm saying? A faith resurrection that we know that our faith has possibility to grab our health no matter what condition we've been in, how long we've been in it. But tonight, we're having a faith resurrection. Our health faith. Write down health faith. Health faith resurrection. Oh my God, I love it. I'm glad I'm here tonight. Health faith resurrection just hit down road. And around the world online.
Hallelujah.
Health, faith, resurrection. You see it?
Yes.
My. So here's exactly how to do it. In Proverbs 4:20, my son, attend to my words, incline thy ear unto my saying, let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart, for their life unto those, now watch it, that find them and health to all their flesh. So with those two scriptures there in 1 Corinthians 6:19, you'll be able to go. Now let's go. By heavenly instruction. Instruction is plural. Enabling you to stop all of hell destruction in your soul and body. By heavenly instruction, enabling you to stop all hell destruction in your soul and body. So in other words, sickness and diseases are hell destruction. It didn't come from heaven. Here are some of the territories you're going to deal with. Flesh, feeling, facts must yield to your health faith. You got it? Mm-hmm. Flesh, feeling, and say facts. You know, natural fact, flesh fact, must yield to your health faith. Which is being developed in the church tonight. Health faith. Because if you don't watch it, facts and feeling gonna run you. Now, when I say facts, humanistically, I've been studying for 20 years on health and stuff. Humanistically, they call a lot of stuff fact, not fact. It's fictitious thoughts that they have lined up as fact. And so they're all together. So if you don't get a spiritual lifting to go up high enough to look down and see, you think you'll never get out. But tonight there's a lifting. Because see, God created a new organ. But he needs somebody to be expecting for it. You have to get to the point where you know how to tell your own story. Don't let nobody make up a story and tell to you. You listening? Get ready for your health favor. Now, health favor. That's what health favor to take over your soul and your body. Help, say help. Favor is taking over my soul and body right now. And you know the exchange word with favor is grace. So we're actually talking about health grace. I'm anointed with health grace. Oh, my Jesus. Some of y'all didn't say nothing. I'm anointed with health grace. The Holy Ghost is trying to drive something on the inside of you that you're going to have dreams and visions that's going to walk you through this thing.
Yes.
See what happening. I might preach this, but I'm going to give it to you now. We're becoming health kingdom markers.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Health kingdom markers. In other words, like a mark, you can see it.
Yes.
The body of Christ, prophetic and apostolic, they need to see kingdom health markers.
Yes.
In other words, you need to see people who have stepped out of the regular setting.
Yes.
And walking in divine health.
Yes.
This church is one of the churches God have chosen.
Yes.
To rise people up as health markers.
Yes.
People come in with a report that you cannot naturally understand.
Yes.
You just fall out and cry because it's going to be so powerful.
Yes.
So God wants you to be a health marker.
Yes.
On earth. And stop making mockery of the church. So get ready for your health favor to take over your soul and body. Here's another statement. I must permit the Holy Spirit to give me health instruction is plural, and health power. You know, we're right back to Acts 10:38. I must permit, come on children, permit the Holy Spirit to give me health instructions and health power. Now, all of y'all going to shout when I say this. But I want y'all to shout in reality. No help is impossible to my God. Now, I want you to shout in the reality, but I don't care what you're dealing with right now. I want you to shout in the reality, this thing is over. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Boy, my goodness. No health is impossible to my God. So it doesn't matter what you're going through. Oh, I'm going to say it this way. It doesn't matter what you're going through is who you're going to. The doctor of all doctors. Now, I want y'all to wrap your faith around this because you got two things. You got Hebrews 11:1. You got Ephesians 3:20. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, unto him, Ephesians 3:20, is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask to think. Then he says, according to the power, that means that's faith. Hope. Love.
Yes.
Operating in me.
Yes.
So God can have a divine connection down here.
Yes,
sir. That he can show off,
yes,
as God.
Yes,
I'm going to let him show off. Now this is where you stay focused. You stay focused. Back to Proverbs 4, the Holy Spirit called me to read it again. 20, my son, attend to my word, incline thy ear to my saying. Let them not depart from thy eye, keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them. Look what he said at the end of that verse. So he told you what to do. Attend to the word. Attend, incline. Keep, and for the life of those that find them, and help to all their flesh. Now, we know this is important according to 3 John 2, training your soul to be prosperous. Because I never read it. Let y'all read Romans 9 1, did I? We read it? All right. Training your soul to be prosperous. Y'all listening?
Yes,
is training for supernatural help. When your soul runs your body. See, the Holy Spirit, your soul, and your body. If your soul, if your emotion, if your imagination, if your will, If your mind, if you're conscious, if you're unconscious about health, and I tell you, the devil and the world have done a good job on us to be unconscious of our supernatural health. We just done selling for book facts and numbers and all that stuff. A lot of times you go to the doctor, they don't check your blood pressure right nowhere. They put it over your arm with a cloth. No, it's supposed to be to your skin. And it's not supposed to be on your right arm, it's supposed to be on your left arm. Y'all don't even know that. Then right after you get it, you just come out the traffic and three people done blow it on you and they slap that thing on you and tell you got high blood pressure. Now you want some medicine. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. But you don't think you have a right to say, hold up, ma'am. I just got you. Let me sit down and sit down. You who doing the pain? But see, y'all scared. Y'all letting them be police over you. A little nurse being police over you. You say, no, ma'am, you can't change it. No, I haven't been here. I need to sit down and rest for 5 minutes. Then you can't put it over my coat or over my shirt. Man, you're not connected with my blood vessel. Somebody know what I'm talking about in here. Y'all been to the doctor. Y'all know when set you on that table and slap that thing on you. Say, oh, your blood pressure kind of high. I say, no, my blood pressure ain't high. It's you doing it wrong. Listen, you need to know this clear tonight. Health covenant. I have a health covenant. I have the ability to have health conviction. I'm in a position to have health control. And tonight, it's been revealed to me about health construction. Substanding my hope and faith by love is now releasing my health. Did you hear that? Yes. Substanding my hope. So you need hope because now faith is the substance of things you hope for. So you have to hope for your health. Yes, substanding my hope and faith by love. Yes. Now you can't be walking all out of love if you're gonna have health. You can't be treating people wrong and all that. You know that, right? You got to walk in love. So y'all start loving people. It's now releasing my health. Now, let me take you to another scripture. And I'm just on the introduction. I haven't got to the first principle yet. I'm going to take you to a principle of seeking and, write this down, seeking and building your health. Seeking and building your health. Look, it's a divine job. Look in 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Now, you know, I heard Junior preaching in Richmond, telling the church that we're in an apostolic position now. Right. So, pastorally, I can't pat you on the back tonight. Right. I got to push you out in traffic. Yes. So you'll know how to defend yourself. You might not love me for all of it, but the result is going to cause you to love me. Because, you know, we done sort of gotten our place and say, he pushing us, talking about we can be healthy. You don't know my mama had this. Well, you not your mama. 2 Peter. Here, why the church has not understood the Bible as she should. She know the verses, but we about to hear some apostolic talk here now. And if you're not built to receive the the apostolic, if you're not ready to be a pioneer, a pace setter, and a pathfinder, no matter how long you've been in the church and how many pastors you've had, if you're not ready to go into this apostolic mode of living, which was designed for you from the beginning. Now, the statement that I'm about to read from Peter, Peter's speaking as an apostle. So you can't hear him as a pastor. You can't hear him as an evangelist. Because he's deeper down in the spirit. What he about to say? Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. See, the whole Bible, you got to know, is sometimes the apostle talking, sometimes a prophet talking. So it's different, realms of the spirit. All right, so yeah, let's go in a prophetic realm here now. A prophetic realm on how to seek and build your health from right where you are now. All right? Health is healing being sealed. Because we're in the physical body, many times we're going to need to be healed. But when you understand health, when you're healed, that's sealed. Something else might come up, but you got that seal out. Because you know exactly what to do in the spirit. Are you following me? So health is healing seal. The church know nothing about that. The church kind of praying, trying to get healed. But once I get rid of it, I got a seal on it. Yeah. So Satan going to come up with something else.
That's right.
Did you see that?
Yes.
Wow, that's a revelation. The Lord just showed me that.
Yes, sir.
Sealing your healing. No, you don't. Don't come back here with that. You can't. I've overruled you in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood. You ain't bringing that back on me. That little pain you hit, I bind you. I'm not going to dance with this pain no more. Okay. Now, apostolically, when you talk about health construction from heaven, you're talking about divine health. You're talking about supernatural health. You're not talking about worldly health. You're not talking about medical health. You're talking about word health. He sent his word to heal you, right? We're talking about divine health, supernatural health. We're talking about miracle health. We're talking about signs and wonders health. We're talking about health you can't explain no other way but give God the glory. How she got out of that? How he got out of that? Don't have that no more. And you got to say, God did it. You see it? Now here's an apostolic statement that the church been trying to receive Baptist, a Catholic, a Church of God in Christ, a Pentecostal. No, you got to receive it apostolically. You got to receive from Ephesians 4, 11 through 16, where the power is turned over to you. I can't go home with all y'all tonight. Then I got my own fights. You try me too, you know. Are you hearing me? Now watch what this apostle said. Simon Peter, first verse. He's a servant, and an apostle of Jesus Christ. Here he said, to them that have obtained lack precious faith, apostolic faith.
Yes,
not just faith to go to heaven, faith to live down here.
Yes,
faith to stir heaven up down here.
Yes, sir.
Lack precious faith with us through the righteousness of God, all right? And our Savior Jesus Christ. Now look at that. Grace and peace. You see in the second verse?
Yes,
be what? Unto you through the knowledge of God. How it come through you? That's what we're doing tonight. And of Jesus our Lord. Now look at verse 3. This is divine. According as his divine power. What kind of power?
Divine power.
has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue. Now look at the fourth verse. Whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature and all of his rights.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. Having escaped sickness and disease. That's corruption, isn't it?
Yes.
Sickness and disease is corruption, isn't it?
Yes.
That is in this world through lust. And then they tell you, go down to the 10th verse, you need to go there to tell you what to add to your faith. I was meditating on this, and I knew I had to teach you tonight. Faith turn your divine nature on. And he told me to tell you, let it function fully. You got a divine nature, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now here's something else. He gave me Jericho instruction about your health. You remember Jericho wall?
Yes, sir.
Jericho instruction about your health. Get your hope in place, get your faith in place, and get your decrees in place. And all walls of sickness and disease has to fall. Jericho was strict as shit up. None was going in, none was coming out. But the man got a word from God. And God gave him instruction of how to take Jericho out. The wall, all the walls fell when they marched around it those 7 times. So you have those, now we want to switch yoke also tonight. Matthew 11. We've been wearing this sickness and disease and these burdens, just like we are natural person down there. We're not. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. And you'll find rest for your soul. Once your soul will get rest for your body, going to follow right on in. So you got it, Matthew 11, 27. 30, I'm going on to another statement. Now listen very carefully. I'm going to give you a scripture to go with this, and so you'll be able to do it at home. Do it when the enemy try to rob you. Framing your health world with the word of God.
Yes.
Hebrews 11, 1 through 6. Framing your health world. You know what the Hebrews 11 and 2? Look at it right quick. Hebrews 11, 2 or 11, 3. That's where you talk about framing. 11, 3? What is 3? It's 3? Talk to me. Put Hebrew here. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So the thing what you're seeing was not made of the thing which do appear. We're talking about framing your health. If the word of God was strong enough to frame the world, it can frame your health. Are you listening to me? See now, while I'm speaking to you, faith coming. Because there ain't nothing fake about this. This is just strictly backed up by God.
Yeah.
All right? Then you want to read the whole 143 Psalm. I'm not going to read it tonight. And why? Filling your soul with health wisdom. You're going to see how the enemy try to persecute your soul and shut you down. And once he persecutes your soul, your spirit become overwhelmed. So you grieve the spirit by not taking your rightful place. See, what the enemy want to do is, look at 3 John. I'm going to say, in a very familiar voice, but I'm going to make a statement after. I'm going to make it more vivid to us. 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish you all things you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. Huh?
Yes, sir.
What you going to find in that Psalm 143? Satan pushing your soul out of alignment.
Yes, sir.
By persecution. Then you go to Psalm 142, you're going to find out that your soul is in prison.
Yes, sir.
You can't let that happen. You can't let your thinking, your faith be one place and your thinking be somewhere else. You got to make your thinking submit to your faith.
Yes,
You got to make your imagination submit to your faith. You got to make your conscience submit to your faith. Huh? You got to make your will submit to your faith. You got to make your emotion, that's feeling, you know, your emotion submit to your faith. You got to see yourself healthy. With the pain. With the lying pain. Y'all get one little chest pain, you're on the operating table. Stand back there, hit me. Might be just gas. Muscle pain or something. Give it a little time. Y'all tell y'all, we too scary. Now, this is one for you. We read Proverbs 4:22-23, right? I'm going to make a statement about it. You can line it up as you want. Flowing in health on purpose, knowing that you can't be stopped. That's Proverbs 4:22. Flowing in health on purpose, knowing that you cannot be stopped. Where's Isaiah 54:17? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No matter what kind of weapon try to be used, once you start operating in these revelations, nothing can stop you. Yeah, that turn to Hebrews 11 and look at verse 3 again. Hebrews 11:3. About the prophetic, it speaks something over you right now. Through faith, we understand the word of frame. That word frame, I want you to get that word frame. Because we're talking about framing your health. And how you frame? So the same way you're going to frame your health, all right? By the word of God. So that things which are seen was not made of things which do appear. So God going to get the glory out of your health. Now, here's a statement I want to make with that verse. And don't let this go to waste. Health, framing, anointing will rest upon you tonight. In other words, you're going to leave here with a health framing, anointing on you. It's the same framing anointing that God spoke the word and exist. You'll be able to call things that be not as though they were, because you're going to be anointed. Health, framing, anointing is upon me right now. Say it. Even if you're scared, say it. Now here's another one. Powerful principle that the Lord gave me. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. I'm going to make a statement. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. You'll be able to meditate and study it. And listen to the statement prior to reading it. Your fighting for your health is over. For by revelation, you're stepping into finished health rights. Finished health rights. Let me say it again. Your fighting for your health is over. For by revelation, you're stepping into finished health rights. And that's Galatians. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Being made a curse for us. But written curse, they want to hang on the tree. You already done it. But 14 verse 2, I think, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So if you read the Bible, and I know you do, health is a spiritual faith promise. You learn how to do it, how to yield, how not to be afraid. Now, when I saw this, go back to Acts 10:38 again, because I want to address it, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, went about doing good. Just turn to it, because I'm going to make a statement, because I want you to see this statement. I want you to have it so you can go back to it. You hear?
Yes, sir.
You're going deeper?
Yes, sir.
Following health instruction from the Trinity. Following health instruction from the Trinity. Either one of them might talk to you any minute. God, Jesus, or the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
To give you instruction. Because if you see you leaning that way and you believe in it, that heaven is constructing hell right now,
right.
Either one of them can talk to you.
Yes.
And they're all three in that voice. That's why I go into that voice, Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, Holy Ghost and power. That's all three of them. Went about doing good and healing all. Every case in this room, every case online, all is being healed now. All you got to do is stay in faith. So everybody in this room and everybody online connected being healed right now. Everybody going to hell right now. Because God can't send me out there with his word and not back me up. He the one told me held construction sitting over there before we left the other day. I never heard of that in the body of Christ. I never read no book about that. I read behind some of the greatest ministers in the world for many years. It's just like money coming. He just give me that in the supermarket and it's still coming. Training you how to sow. You just got to know how to sow. Sit down. Give me a few more minutes. Sit down. So it says your fighting for your health is over. For by revelation, you're stepping into finished health. That's powerful, man. Following health instruction from the Trinity. We just talked about that. Let me give you another one. Turn to Isaiah 58:8. I'm going to spit some words out. Feeling, facts, fear, and fake substitution must be taken over by held faith. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Feeling, facts, fear, and fake substitution. Fake substitution. Treating a symptom but not healing. Must be taken over by held faith. Then should I light break forth as the morning. Listen at this. And our health shall spring forth speedily. And our righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. That's powerful, man. Here's one now, because one of the greatest weapons Satan used with sickness and disease is fear. Like I said, you go to hurting somebody, you say, man, I got to do something quick. And sometimes you do need to, but you got to have the wisdom of God. And then you can't let nobody just take your body over just because you went to them. Y'all don't want to talk to me, I know. But y'all going to hear this. All health fears must be cleared up by health truth. 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, love, power, and a sound mind. Turn to Jeremiah 30, 17. Watch this statement. Jeremiah 30, 17. And I heard this when I had me meditating his voice. Should I read the principle first? Should I read the voice? Let's see. I'm going to read the principle here. Health is falling in the body of Christ. In other words, health is coming up on the body of Christ. Yes, sir. It's Jeremiah 37. For I will restore health unto thee. That's it, isn't it? And I will heal thee of thy wound. Look at that. Said the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, the church. The church, when it comes down to health, we call it outcast. Saying this is Zion, whom no man sees. The reason we call it outcast is we're in line with everybody else. We're coming out of that line.
Yes, sir.
Miracle signs and wonders are going to begin to happen. Health is falling in the body of Christ. My sons and daughters, God is sitting, is filling your table with his kind of help. Don't let it pass you by. So I want you to write this down. You write Psalm 23, 5 and 6. Prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemy. That's a health table, you know. They got a health on that table. But then he said this to me. Health favor is on the table of your heart tonight. Health favor, F-A-V-O-R, is on the table of your heart tonight. So then faith come by hearing? Hearing by the word of God. If you never heard it, you couldn't have faith for it. But tonight the Lord said he's placing health favor. Online, on your heart. Brazil, health favor is on your heart tonight. Isn't that something? Turn to Jeremiah 8:22. Jeremiah 8:22. I'm going to make a principle here for you to work. Why is your health failing and you are being taught the promises of God? That's a question. Why is your health failing and you being taught the promises of God? That's Jeremiah 8:22. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? And I'm talking about the great physician, God himself. Jeremiah 33:6. I'm going to make a statement. Jeremiah 33:6. Behold, I will bring it health and cure.
Uh-huh.
What?
Yes,
and I'll see somebody to, I'll make sure I have somebody to cure them.
Right.
No, that ain't what he said. Oh my. Did you see that?
Yes, sir.
Behold, I will bring it health and cure. And I'm not sending nobody else. I will cure them and reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. You know how happy to be, you be healthy and ain't had none, all this mess, taking this and taking that and going to see him and going to go there, spending all your money. So the principle there, the Lord spoke, flowing in health must be on your agenda now.
Right.
Flowing in health must be on your agenda now. It's a faith agenda. who walk by faith, not by sight. I got two more. I'm going to give you two or three more. Because I go home with them, and you might not never hear them. All right, I'm going to give a bunch of scripture on this one. So you have to put them down. Because I'm not going all over. You and the word must be rightly divided. So Hebrews 4:12 is the way. Rhema word. 2 Timothy 2:15. See, the word, you got to be rightly divided. Hebrews 4:12. Then the word got to be rightly divided in 2 Timothy 2:15. Though they show yourself proven of God, a workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Then in Hebrews 4:12, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, divided. So he divides your total being, your tri-type being. The word divide your three parts. Hebrews 4:12. And then 1 Thessalonians 5:23 through 24, all three parts of you need to be sanctified. When Satan comes upon a sanctified body, he knows. I might cut up a little bit, but they're going to finally get me. Because you're clean. Now, here's another principle the Lord will leave you with tonight. Receiving help not by my own understanding. Proverbs 3:5, 1 Corinthians 14:14. Receiving help not by, and I want y'all to meditate and read them, not by my own understanding. Here's another principle. I'm going to let you study because I can't read all these scriptures tonight. Knowing the foundation of your health rights. Matthew 8:24-29. Knowing the foundation of your health rights. I'm going to make you turn to this one. Turn to Matthew 7:7. Matthew 7:7. Action should be given to you. Now, three things. And this is what he woke me up with this morning. Action should be given to you. Seeking you shall find, knock, and it shall be open to you. We're talking about health, right? Go to the next verse. For everyone that asks it might receive. What did it do? Receive it. And he that seeketh, what?
Find
it. And to him that knocketh, what? And your health right there. And your health right there. So let me make the statement with it. Here are the secret of health that no power can stop. In those two verses, the secret of health, if I ask him, he say, I'm going to get it. If I seek it, he say, I'm going to get it. If I knock, he told me to go open the door. So the door for your help is open right now. Praying in the spirit bring down the walls that are blocking our health. When you're praying in the spirit, one man said you're blowing the ram horn of victory. All right, let's close. I'm going to close with this. You write this number down, you read it yourself, Joshua 6:1-20. As you follow secular instruction, the call is being made for you to follow heavenly instruction.
Yes, sir.
Now, y'all follow that secular instruction. Whatever they tell you to do at 9 o'clock, you're going to do it at 9. You ain't going to be talking about, I can't get up. Or you're going to be up at 9 because you're scared. So go ahead on. You can go ahead on. Follow your secular instruction, but I want you to follow heavenly instruction. Well, the heavenly instruction can overrule secular instruction. because I decree and declare that everybody under the sound of my voice, and we ain't talking about no age yet. We're not talking about how long you've been dealing with it. We're talking about miracles, signs, and wonders. We want you. You see, your hope, your faith can't work unless you have some hope. Hope come by hearing too. Then you got those three: hope, faith, and love. That's a twin tower. That's a triple power. Believe God. Thank God. Ask Him for it one time. After hearing a message like this, and then just confess it. You don't ask for it no more. He said, ask it, should be given.
Yes, sir.
See, what the enemy wants to do is keep asking. Keep praying, keep crying. No, you ask for it by faith, and then you claim it. Nothing impossible. See? So everybody on the sound of my voice tonight, you're covered. Healing, health, and a long, satisfied life. You're not going to end up in no wheelchair. You the wheel. Your leg's the wheel. Y'all receiving it?
Yes, sir.
All right, come on, Junior.